BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli cabinet has given final approval to the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. The decision came after hours of discussions that continued late into the night. Jonah Fisher reports from Jerusalem.
As expected, it did give the deal with Hamas its approval. The objections of far-right ministers in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition, not enough to vote it down. Implementation should now start as planned on Sunday, and more details have been emerging as to exactly how that will work. The names of the 33 Israeli hostages that Hamas will release have been published. As expected, they're mostly women, children, and the elderly. In return for each hostage Israel gets back, dozens of Palestinian prisoners will be released.
Donald Trump has said he'll make a decision on TikTok in the near future, but needs time to review the situation after the US Supreme Court upheld an imminent ban. The legislation, barring the video-sharing app unless its Chinese owners sell it to an American company, is due to take effect on Sunday. The chief executive of TikTok thanked Mr. Trump for his efforts. The BBC's technology correspondent, Lily Jamali, is in San Francisco.
He used the phrase that TikTok will go dark. And so what that seems to indicate is that TikTok will pull the plug on the app. That was the kind of language that we were hearing back then. Today, we're hearing a much more optimistic tone from the CEO of TikTok. Seems to indicate that he's very confident that there will be some sort of reprieve brought on by President-elect Donald Trump, who takes office on Monday. That's the day after this law, and therefore this ban, is set to take effect. So we shall see.
Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday is to be moved indoors due to forecast sub-zero temperatures. Preparations for the event outside the Capitol in Washington had been underway for weeks. The ceremony will now be held inside the Capitol's rotunda. The change means significantly fewer people will be able to attend the inauguration. Mr. Trump said a nearby indoor arena will host the presidential parade. But these supporters of the president-elect insist they are still excited about the inauguration.
My purpose here is to support President Trump. So if we're allowed to still come, we're going to be there. We support our president.
Doesn't matter how cold it is. I came here to support this inauguration, and I came to support my God.
We would show up. We're prepared. We've got gloves and hats and scarves and coats. We're ready to go. We're not worried at all about that. We know how to dress warm. We can be responsible.
World News from the BBC. The US has grounded SpaceX's Starship rockets after one exploded minutes into its latest test flight on Thursday. The blast forced dozens of aircraft to divert to avoid falling debris. The company, owned by Elon Musk, said initial data suggested a fire had developed in a section of the rocket. Will Grant reports.
When SpaceX launched a test flight of its spaceship rocket earlier this week, the result was short-lived. The spacecraft broke apart just 8.5 minutes later after what the company called a rapid unscheduled disassembly. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration has grounded Starship ahead of an investigation into the failed launch. Commercial airlines, including American Airlines and JetBlue, were forced to divert flights because of the incident, and there are reports of property being damaged in the Caribbean islands of Turks and Caicos. However, there have been no reports of injuries.
Nicaragua's opposition has accused the government of Daniel Ortega of setting up a paramilitary force to discourage future protests. Earlier this week, more than 2,500 civilians were sworn in as members of a new volunteer police. A judge in Bolivia has issued a new arrest warrant against the former president Evo Morales, who's under investigation for statutory rape. The ruling comes after Mr. Morales failed to appear at a hearing. Prosecutors say he had a child with a teenager in 2016 while in his 50s. Mr. Morales accuses his former ally, President Luis Arce, of fabricating a legal case. Catholic bishops in France have asked prosecutors to investigate sexual assault allegations against Abbé Pierre. A priest revered for his work with the poor and homeless, he died in 2007. Last year, two charities he founded released a report bearing the testimonies of seven women accusing him of sexual assault. BBC News.